down.
There was a firefight!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls, episode number 26. I'm Tim.
I'm Leander.
And with us today is...
Rashid.
Rashid's new, everybody.
Woo! New people.
Yes.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Alright. I don't know what's most important. There's really not too many interesting things. First thing I'd like to start off with is like hashtag Rashid for Gambit. We're plugging that right now because I think I'd be a way better Gambit than Channing Tatum. Other than that, I like comics. I like video games. Typical stuff, I guess.
Typical.
Nice.
I like it. So yeah, Rashid is filling in for Lou. Lou's out on tour. We won't plug those dates. This won't get up. But
we love you, Lou.
Lou, you did great. check out Lou's band, High Council, and also Evening River Band, which is the one he's on tour with right now. So yeah, Rashid's filling in. Rashid, you will be a more permanent fixture, I feel.
I hope so. I'm actually looking really forward to this. I think we got some good news coming up, and a lot of good books came out recently, so.
That's true, that's true. It's the last time he's on, I promise.
Never again.
So, as we usually start the podcast, let's just talk about crap going on in our lives. Leander, how's your dating corner? Is your dating corner good?
Well, no. Dating corner, we're putting that back on. It's
back
in construction.
On the shelf.
It's in construction right now.
Construction.
So we're just going to go back to the corner.
That's
we're
fine.
Not going to talk about that.
The scary corner. The scary alone in the corner.
I guess, well, here's the thing.
Kind of Blair Witch-like.
Yeah, kind of Blair Witch-like. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Here's the only comment I'm going to make about this, and it was like a conversation I was having with my friend last night, which is actually the more important thing. We were talking about, like, is it the big boom connection that you have with someone immediately that's more important, or is it that that person fits, like, various categories in your life, and, like, they bring something to those different categories in your life? And I told her that it's the category stuff. Like, the big boom, like, the big, like, whoa, this is amazing, like, that first kiss, like, oh, the whole world stopped for that. It's almost like exactly what you think it is. It's a big explosion, and then it goes away. You know, versus someone who's like more consistent and fills your life with these multiple categories, and it still and it builds every day, and it becomes this bigger explosion later. So I kind of felt that that was more important. So I don't know.
I agree with that because, like, I think of it as a way, like, I call it like the wedding crashes effect. Like, you got that stage 5 plan. You're like, when you get that first like big boom, it could be a good night, it could be a good week, but like once you get past that. You could be dealing with literally anybody.
Yeah.
You know, like, they could text you all nonstop, or they could be a snorer, or, like, anything like that.
Yeah.
And some of those are just deal breakers for me, personally.
Yeah. I'm starting to realize that more and more. Yeah. What about you? Well, you have a wife. Would you have a big bang or a build-up?
Well. Yes. I need to rethink my life, I guess. Yeah, now that you brought it up like that. It was so simple and I didn't see it. No. No, everything's fine. I would have called it a big bang, though. I would have.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's fine. I think she started to fill some categories. I think we're fine.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely, it was a big bang originally.
Okay.
I'm not very comfortable calling it that, but...
That's
it was a really big bang. That's all I'm saying.
I would like to say, if my girlfriend does listen to this, I love you even though you snore. That was just the first thing that came
out. Oh, snap.
There's things you can put on your nose. We'll get them for you.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get her to get... I was watching TV yesterday, and there's, like, this retainer thing. Like, I'm actually... This was the other day. I was, like, reading my comics, and I'm, like, watching SportsCenter in the background. I'm like, is your snoring so loud that your family gets under tables because they think it's an earthquake? And it, like, immediately caught my attention. I was like, that sounds like someone I know. I wrote down the number and everything.
Wow.
I've been trying to pitch it to her, but she's not on board.
Well, you just pitched it to her, I think.
Yeah.
I did, but now she's probably going to hate me even more than she already
does. She might a little bit.
Yeah.
That's okay, though. She'll be all right.
She'll be great.
I'll just tell her I wasn't on here today.
No.
Like, I wasn't on that podcast.
I'm on the next one.
The next one. Next one, babe.
She's going to ask, why the hell were you up so early?
Yes.
And you're like, I don't know. I don't know. Why are we up so early?
So the other story is that yesterday I went to Philadelphia, and I went to the one of the art museums, right? And then last night they were doing the astrology thing, so you can actually go up to the observatory, and apparently Jupiter is in a line with Venus, whatever. And so you could see Jupiter last night. So we were able to look at the telescope and see Jupiter. It was really awesome. So then we talked to the main guy afterwards, and I'm like a super Sailor Moon fan, right? Like, you know, I'm all about it. So I'm like, and my favorite character is Sailor Mercury. So I was like, all right, I'm going to be a little geeky. I'm like, all right, is it possible to see Mercury? Because apparently you can only see certain planets at certain times because of rotations and whatnot. Mm. And he's like, you're in luck, my friend. I'm like, whoa, am I? He's like, Mercury is like, all about Mercury right now. Today until Tuesday, you can see Mercury very well in the sky. So basically, he's like, you know, right now you actually get to see four planets. Like, you can see Jupiter, Mars, something else, and then Mercury. They're all, like, in a line. So you have to be up at, like, 6 in the morning, though, and then, which is not a problem for me because I'm a morning person.
You're the only one.
And then I go out, you can go outside and you look at them. So I thought it was really cool. It was a nice night to kind of see some astrology and, like, kind of immerse yourself in something different. And we went into that thing where, you know how there's a big dome, and you can see the whole, like, they show, what's it called? Like a planetarium, I think is what the name of this one was. Yeah. Sure. So I saw the planetarium, like, movie. Please go. If you have a planetarium anywhere near you, just go and do it. It's just fantastic. Like, you just feel like you were just in space, and they just kind of took you through the stars. It was pretty awesome. So, definitely a plug for planetariums. If you don't have anything to do this weekend, just go to one.
Never been to one. I've always wanted to go ever since. Like, I know it's kind of a silly thing, but, like, does anybody remember the planetarium from Final Fantasy VII?
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, that looks so cool. I
totally forgot about that.
Yeah, I was like, I want to go do something like that. I'm sure I won't have that whole cosmic experience. And have
it was pretty,
like,
cosmic, though. Yeah. You might get that, actually.
All right, that's something I'm going to do, like,
yeah,
this weekend or next.
Yeah, yeah. Right now they're talking about black space or black something. And basically it's trying to say how the world is actually made up of black matter. The majority of the world is made of black matter. And, like, only 20% of the world is actually made up of, like, atoms. The rest of the world is actually...
like, our world,
the universe. Okay. The universe is actually more made up of black matter and black space. And atoms are, like, 20% of the whole universe. So, like, we are, like, 20% of the whole universe. Like, what we're made up of. So, awesome. So it's pretty cool. Definitely put some stuff in perspective. Like, oh, why does anything matter?
Sure. No, that's right. sounds correct.
Yes. Cosmic. So,
you, sir, had a bizarre morning, didn't you?
I did. I had a very bizarre morning. So this is kind of an interesting story, especially since nobody can see what I'm wearing right now. But I got this really cool To Infinity and Beyond, like, Infinity Gauntlet shirt. Toy Story theme, mix up with Marvel a little bit.
That's awesome.
This is all I really wanted for Monday. But, of course, it was a little more convoluted than that for me. So I go, check my mail, and I have, like, a dyslexic mailman. So every time I go, I get, like, somebody else's mail. Whether it's the next door over, or I'm 156, I get 165 sometimes. So I get my package, check it out, whatever. And then I actually have another package. I'm like, I only ordered one thing this week. So I look at this package, and it's got all this, like, Chinese prescribed writing, and it's, like, unmarked package, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, holy crap, I don't think this is for me. So I go to take it to my front office. Nobody's there. So I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what I should do with this. So I just, like, I'll try and take it to the person. Hopefully I won't get murdered for seeing this. So I take it to the house, and a small, like, Hispanic woman opens the door. She answers, and she's just like, oh, yes, thank you very much, and just closes the door. So I just book it out of there. That was strange enough for me today. So.
That's crazy. Well, so can you guess? Like, give us a shape. Give us something so we can imagine what you might have been handling just now. Was it a normal,
like,
square?
I don't know if my life is in danger if they're looking out for these podcasts for this unmarked package. But it was just like a book shape, like a small kind of like a bathroom book shape bag, and it was soft. Mm. So I'm like, all right, yeah. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
And it's from China, so.
As a Spanish person.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up.
Right, it would be different if it was a Chinese person or, you know, Japanese person or whoever opened the door. You're like, oh, okay, this all fits. Something,
right.
There's something going on here, and you need this from your family or whatever.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know. What are you thinking? I'm thinking drugs.
I'm thinking...
And I think she's, like, the cult ringer.
Terrible. I'm hoping drugs. And I'm hoping it's not worse than drugs, like, chemical warfare kind of stuff. It is funny, though. Like, at the comic book store, 30 North Main Street, Pasco, New Jersey, we have ordered on times, there's certain sleeves that people like, and every now and then our distributors will run out of them. We can order them directly from Japan if we want. And we do it every once in a blue moon. But a similar package will come, and I'm like, maybe it's card sleeves. Because that's, you know, similar kind of thing, writing all over it. You can't read anything but our address.
Yeah. Does it say unmarked, though?
I don't remember.
Yours said unmarked?
It's said unmarked.
It said, like,
it went out of its way, because it just, don't you mark it like saying unmarked? But, I mean, I don't know.
That's what, wouldn't that raise suspicion?
Yeah, as opposed to just,
right.
You should put, like, marked in quotes on it. I feel like that's less suspicious.
Yeah, that is marked.
That is less suspicious. That's awesome. Huh. I don't know, good luck with that. Hopefully, you're in a different town, right?
What's up? Yes, I am. I am in a different town, and I just... Just like my girlfriend, I'll tell my neighbor not to listen to this episode. She can listen to the next one.
That's awesome.
All right, well, I guess we'll dive into the
news. What
about
you? Me? Yeah, what about you? You're up at 8 o'clock. You love it. You're the earliest person I know.
I'm so angry.
Why are you so angry? Tell us one good reason why you'd be angry.
Because you made me get up at the ass crack of dawn here, and that means I had to see my kids before I left. And my kids do everything wrong in the morning. I'm like, oh my God, you've been doing this every morning? I'm like, you're the worst. Don't do that.
Examples?
No.
Yeah. No, I want to know.
No, they're just, they're horrible. Horrible children. They don't listen to this either, so it's fine. But yeah, no, they drove me nuts, and I just... Anytime I'm up before my youngest daughter, because my youngest daughter is 4, she's autistic, I usually get up when she beats the crap out of me. She'll drop elbows. She loves to snuggle with daddy, but then she loves to drop elbows, leg drops, off the top turnbuckle. Like, it's all going on. Off the dresser, you know, it's
crazy.
Did
she throw, like, the elbow pad into, like, the crowd?
Yeah, she runs off my way, back on me, drops the elbow, and I'm like, I don't even like that wrestler. Come on.
So what I've heard so far is that because you had to wake up early today, you're not getting beat up. You didn't get beat up.
Yeah, I didn't get beat up. I didn't get woken up correctly.
All right. So you should be
happy.
That's
bad. No, my day is...
You need an elbow. Oh, don't worry. We can give you an elbow to the face if you need one.
It's not going
to
be correct.
I should for saying you don't like The Rock, but we'll just move past
it. You know, it's funny. I'm so picky with The Rock.
Yeah.
Like, I loved The Rock when he first, not when he first appeared, but like when he was a bad guy. I loved The Rock. Him when he was feuding with like Shamrock, late 90s. That's what I loved. So when he got so over as a baby face in wrestling terms, I was so mad.
Right.
I was like, you're so good as a bad guy. I don't want people to like you. He was so good as a bad guy. Exactly. You don't even know.
I didn't even know
he was so... He was like the best bad guy ever.
I like The Rock, like, you know, bad guy, good, like, you know, him. Simple.
He's good, but...
Growing up with those guys, like, they were... But, like, The Rock got me in, like, so much trouble growing up because, like, I just didn't know, like, you know, you think, like, you know, I was, like, what, 8, 9? And you think The Rock is, like, the coolest guy. And he would just, like, literally berate people.
Sure.
And that's, like, when you want to burn somebody, you reference The Rock. Sure. So, like, I remember in 4th grade, I called this girl. Like, she said something to me. She called me stupid. And I called her a hermaphrodite because I didn't know what the word meant. It was,
sure,
like, a classic.
You heard The Rock say it.
Yeah. And it was, like, the most hellish week I've ever had in school.
What?
Ever. They were like, do you know what that means? I was like... No, but The Rock knows what it means. And he would never steer me in the wrong direction.
The Rock can take care of me.
And I got suspended.
Oh. We're going to tag The Rock in this one.
Yeah, The Rock should listen. Maybe it'll change his life.
I'm sure his life's fine. I don't think he wants to change a thing.
Come on this podcast.
He definitely doesn't want to do that. All right, so no elbow, so I'm angry. That's about it. I don't have anything super to talk about.
Sure.
Personally.
All right.
I feel like that's how it is all the time. I need to go get out in the world and do things.
You probably should.
Well, my life is I'm throwing it away, getting a house, and it's like my life is a nightmare right now. Until
that's awesome.
Probably
just risky business every day.
It is. It is. As long as it's not the money pit, I'm happy.
Right.
I'll take risky business every day. Sliding around in my underwear with my sunglasses on. Risky business. Not a problem. All right. So let's dive into the news.
Let's dive.
And, basically, if you're at... Right now, New York Comic Con is going on.
Yes.
There is not a ton of news out of it yet as of this recording. There is some. So we'll go over that. and we'll hit everything up next time. If you're at New York Comic Con and you want to use free Wi-Fi, look at it, because LexCorp is your provider of free Wi-Fi at New York Comic Con. That's kind of funny.
That's pretty cool.
I see. I like that.
Yeah.
And so that's fun. Let's get to the big one. The big one is Marvel announced 4 new movies.
What?
To Phase 3. They've only announced 1 by name and 3 unnamed projects.
Okay.
So on May 1st, 2020, July 10th, 2020, and November 6th, 2020, unnamed movies will appear. And because of this, Black Panther is now going to get released February 16th of 2018. Captain Marvel got bumped around to March 8th, 2019. Nice. So I believe those went up. I could be wrong.
Okay.
July 6th, 2018, Ant-Man and the Wasp will be a movie, both with Paul Rudd and Hope Van Dyne returning. It is the first sequel to Ant-Man. He'll appear in other movies, but it's the first sequel.
Yeah.
It's... A lot of people are making are happy about it because it actually has a female character in the title.
Yeah.
First time that's happened for a Marvel movie.
True. Yeah.
Which is kind of sad with how popular Black Widow is.
Yeah.
I hope she's one of the unnamed movies. I think she deserves it.
Yeah, you're right.
Give one to her. Give one to Hawkeye. It doesn't matter. But do something with these
Black
characters.
Widow. I mean, the whole Hulk situation, it seems the most plausible that they would team up together and have some kind of romantic situation.
That'll have the most action in it, too. Like,
besides, so good.
Yeah. But you think about Hawkeye in the last movie, and what more is it really to tell about that character on his home front?
Sure.
I feel like it has to be Black Widow.
Unless it was a Born Identity kind of style movie where it's just him on this mission.
But he's already done
he
that.
Was, yeah, I was going to say, he was already in Born
but that's
Supremacy.
So call him Hawkeye and do the same movie again.
No way, that would be horrible.
Same
bad.
Idea.
Black Widow.
So that being said, you got 3 Marvel movies on the horizon. Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to speculate or say what you would like it to be? Keeping in mind, it's not an X-Men Fantastic Four thing.
Right.
Most likely. And, that doesn't...
Well, Spider-Man has to have a movie, right?
Right.
So,
I don't know if that counts as one of them or not.
Maybe.
Because they've already said they're going to do Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man...
Did they say they were going to do Spider-Man?
Yeah, I think it has a loose date already. I think it's 2017.
Yeah, so I haven't heard anything official, so that's why I assume Spider-Man...
Okay, well, say Spider-Man's already announced it.
I'm going to drop a pin in the dark. I'm going to say the most... what's brought in the most revenue for Marvel recently, I would think, is their cosmic stuff. Like, Guardians of the Galaxy did, really well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take a super shot in the dark. I'm going to say it's going to be Nova or something of that
effect. That would be great.
Because I think that would be cool. I would like to watch that. But at the same time, I feel like... You know, people really want that from Marvel right now. And you can, once you bring Captain Marvel into it, you bring Nova into it, that kind of, you have another team that you can make besides the Avengers. You can bring something else to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think, now that DC is starting to launch their kind of, their movies and their cinematic universe, that by that point, they want to be, the name you go to, kind of have a monopoly on that part of the game. So I think that would make sense.
I've been saying for a while they need to introduce more cosmic stuff. It does suck that they lost a lot of properties cosmically with Fantastic Four and everything that comes with that. And X-Men, too. X-Men has a lot of space, different things as well. But Nova would be perfect to get more cosmic stuff out there. I mean, on the other hand, this could be like Thor 6 or I would imagine Doctor... Maybe they're unnamed because it's hey, if Doctor Strange does amazing, this is one
then,
of them.
I would
imagine these are probably sequels as well. I would imagine... I'm going to guess Doctor Strange 2 is one of them. I want something weird. I want Howard the Duck. I want something oddball.
They plugged him at the end of Guardians. Right.
Right.
That was meant to be...
No, it was meant to be one
are
and
you
done.
Sure?
Oh, okay.
That's what he said.
Yeah,
that's
everyone says a lot of things.
Well, that's what the director said.
Okay.
He said he did it because he likes Howard the Duck, and it was just a fun little thing to throw
in.
Does that mean that they don't? That they're not hey, maybe we should do Howard the Duck?
Yeah.
Maybe they should.
I don't know a lot about CGI, but it seems like if you would take the time to actually design the character and go through all that, that something has to be in the works.
I mean, you could use him again. At least in a short on a DVD or something
definitely.
That.
Definitely. Right. Yeah, you're right.
So, I don't know. That there's a lot of possibilities. I would say things like, of course I would say Moon Knight. But, like, there's talks of him for Netflix. I also had the thought, what if Daredevil got a movie based off of his Netflix success? He's got, you know, he's getting two seasons at least. So, you know, what do you think about that? Do you think any of these Netflix properties deserve a movie?
I like Daredevil a lot. Daredevil is some of the best TV I've watched recently. And, I mean, I'm really excited about the Iron Fist show. So we'll see where that goes. I mean, I think that's why they didn't name some of them, because they're like, oh, well, we can see, you know, we can release this, we can release that, and we can see, you know, what that brings us, like, what the core audience looks like, and then we can kind of go from there. I definitely think they probably have, like, people writing on scripts for some of these movies, and, you know, they'll pick one at the end, you know, kind of something like that.
It could be spoiler things. It could be, like, hey, let's not name it. It's easier to take it back. Be like, oh, we're scrapping this project. We're going to do but it also could be, because at this point, I believe Avengers Part 2 will have already come out. So it might be something spilling out from that. Like, hey, Red Hulk showed up.
Sure, something
Bam,
weird.
Bam, you know, Planet Hulk.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be, things that come out of that. So
I'll be, like...
everybody wants Planet Hulk.
Yeah. Really?
Everybody wants Planet Hulk.
Well, I don't. Sure. Okay.
Everybody but Leander wants Planet Hulk. I mean,
it's a strange movie concept. It doesn't even make sense. Why would you do a movie about that?
Why wouldn't you?
Why would you?
I mean, that's the same thing as, like, Ant-Man doubters. Like, who's really going to care about Ant-Man? Hulk's, like, a relatable, like, people that don't know comics know the Hulk.
Yeah.
And once you can kind of make them feel like they're being bought more into the universe like that, I think that's a really good property to launch. I would say so. And another thing I could think is just because, I mean, I don't want to say this because I know we might talk about it later, but it seems like they're trying to tie the movies more to the comics. So I think they might do the vice versa. It very well could be, and I'm not saying this for sure, but it could be some sort of Secret Wars tie-in or something of
it
that effect.
It could be.
I think people would like to see that, especially with like Black Panther, you know, getting a new run, getting a new comic, getting his movie.
Right.
It seems like they could set the ground and bring this towards the cinematic universe.
And also, because it's so late, I also was thinking, perhaps because now they have the rights to use Spider-Man that they didn't have before, maybe it's like Spider-Gwen, maybe it's Silk, maybe it's these characters that they own but they couldn't use before. Well, Silk, they probably could. I don't know about Spider-Gwen. I don't know how Gwen Stacy works, even though that's technically a different character, kind of.
Yeah, sure.
Convolution and whatnot.
They could also, the only other thing I could think of, if they could turn Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. into a movie. And by through that, they could add every character from Netflix to that. And, like,
they could
just have this massive, like, Shields on a hunt for whatever, or they're looking for something, and they have to encounter, you know,
the Inhumans movies towards the end of their proposed schedules.
Right.
That could be a thing.
And we know there's Inhumans and Shields, so
it's also possible. I thought Thunderbolts. Because there's been rumors of Thunderbolts, and since it's basically Suicide Squad idea, why not do it?
Sure.
And you already have Thunderbolt Ross, you could do the Red Hulk stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we need a Hulk. All right, turn difference, him into the Red Hulk.
Only difference being that Thunderbolts never got as big as Suicide Squad.
No, but it could.
Yeah. I heard they were talking about that for Netflix. I think it would be a better idea for a movie.
Right, I kind of do too.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually very plausible, I think. Like we said, though, this could be anything. I think, like, they didn't announce this just so they could ride the wave, see what comics sell, what does well on Netflix, and they can kind of, like, make their decision off of that.
And, I mean, after the way Fantastic Four was received, if they buy back Fantastic Four, because why wouldn't they?
Yeah,
even if they don't make a Fantastic Four movie, they get Skrulls.
Yeah.
They could do Secret Invasion.
They could do
There's
anything.
So much more they could
can
do.
Anything, yeah.
You know, like the only property I don't see them getting back is X-Men and Deadpool stuff.
Sure.
Deadpool's going to make Fox and all the money they need.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Get rid of Fantastic Four. Give it back to the Marvel.
Give it back. It would help everybody out.
It would.
I just want them to do Dune Justice. Just
I know. I know. Well, they probably want him to do Secret Wars, like you said. They probably won't do Secret Wars without him. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that. But I think. Because, you know, Fox said they're going to, you know, it's not off the table to do another Fantastic Four sequel. I don't know why, because that is one of the most universally panned movies since, I'm going to say, like, Avatar, The Last Airbender. I would say, like, if that movie bombs also, if it's as bad. First off, I don't think any of the actors are going to return.
No,
I don't know why you would. I think that is a perfect time. So maybe around, if they get that property around 2018. they rush it. You know, if they start working on the script now, then they probably could get something out by 2020.
Right. We'll see.
All right. Well, let's move forward to another Marvel-related story. Marvel Puzzle Quest.
No, I'm like, stop.
Oh, you love Puzzle Quest.
I'm pissed at you right now because of this.
I love Puzzle Quest.
I hate you.
Why?
Please continue.
No. Why do you hate me?
I hate you because we're trying to fight Galactus on Marvel Puzzle Quest, and you are very well geared to fight him, right? He's well geared to fight Galactus.
I am.
And he randomly picks three idiots to try and fight Galactus. Like, it's like sending Howard the Duck to go fight Galactus.
If I had Howard the Duck, I would have won.
No, you wouldn't have. He sends these horrible characters to go fight Galactus. He gets wiped out by turn three, because obviously. And I'm trying to help him. He's like, oh, I don't care. I'm just going to fight. So anyways, the whole team is doing horrible now because Tim has no cares.
I don't. But anyways, Marvel Puzzle Quest will feature the totally awesome Hulk, Amadeus Cho, before he debuts in his comic book. His comic comes out December 2nd. He will already be in Puzzle Quest. You love the totally awesome Hulk. He's totally awesome.
Yeah. That's dumb.
But
they have Old Man Logan.
I saw that, yeah. They throw so many characters in this game. If, for those who don't know, Marvel Puzzle Quest, it's on your phones, it's on PC. It's basically a match 3 puzzle game. It's very fun. I love puzzle games. And throw Marvel in there. You power up certain colors, you get to do a move. Somebody's power. It's very fun. It is also worth noting that probably by the end of the year, it's going to be on Xbox 360, Xbox One, PlayStation 3 and 4.
What?
Yep, it's going to be on consoles as Marvel Puzzle Quest Dark Reign.
Wow.
So I'm like, check, do I get into that? And just, because it depends, I guess, how it's set up. Like,
yeah.
Because like, as the phone's set up, it's like, you can pay real money and upgrade and all this stuff. If this is, like, more of a point system, because it's a console version, maybe. I don't know if it's just download, or if it's, like, you can buy the disc. If you can buy a disc, it's like, hey.
It's probably going to be just download.
Yeah, crazy downloads.
Yeah. Because they still have those free-to-play games on PlayStation. I mean, they have DC Universe on there also.
Right.
You can pay real money, but it's going to be like, you know, you get like coins or something like that.
Right.
What was I going to say? I just want to touch on the Amadeus Cho thing real quick. I mean, I'm not really surprised by that for Marvel because, like, look at our Secret Wars debacle right now. Like, we have all these issue ones starting, and I'm like, okay, like, I want to read this, but I don't want anything given away from me. Like, where am I right,
right.
now? So I just read a few number ones, and we'll see where it goes from here. I really hope they just crank those out.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to say his show was a mess up, though. They shouldn't have done that. People,
he might be great.
Yeah, but
naming it Totally Awesome Hulk is garbage, but
the only problem I have with it is that I would imagine that they're trying to put characters out that people can at least relate to or know in some way. And every character I think that's come out so far, people know of. This Amadeus Cho, I don't think people even know who Amadeus Cho is. I mean, hardcore comics, yes. But, like, new people who are just playing the game just because their friend told them they should check it out, and they also happen to love superpower stuff, and they also happen to love puzzle games, they're not going to have any idea who Amadeus Cho is. And so it's just going to be, it's going to come out of left field. Like, who is this?
Right.
You know? Now, do you buy the characters? Do you have to buy him, or is he
free? No, you randomly get them.
Oh, yeah, okay. you win a token, and you may get him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It does have a lot of randomness.
So it might be once you get rare him, character, right?
Yeah, definitely,
right.
Yeah.
But, like, once you get him, then you can pay to power him up specifically.
Okay. Right.
But you can keep hoping that you randomly get more of his powers to get him stronger.
You do get, it's not impossible to get a bunch of tokens. You just got to keep playing and hope you get good ones. Because there's even good, powerful characters that I hate. I hate Carnage.
No, I hate Carnage.
He's the worst.
Now, how long have you guys
been really playing? He's really good, though.
Over a year. It's been 2 years now that game's been out.
Goodness.
We've been playing it over
and
a year.
And do you still get, like, good random, like, drops or whatever?
Yeah, I do. I just got Vision today.
Yeah, Vision's pretty good. Every day that you log in and play, you get a shield resupply. And some of those are amazing.
And on the is it like one of those things on like the seventh day you get like the best one?
Yeah.
I was playing. I didn't play this Marvel game, but the one phone game I actually got addicted to was Simpsons Tapped Out. I was a huge Simpsons fan,
sure.
And I felt like any of those freemium games, like once you, you know, in the first 3 months when you're first like, all right, cool, and you don't shell out any money, that seventh box, you always get something fantastic. You always get something amazing. Yeah. Once you start playing for like 6 months to like 12 months, I remember one time, like on the last day, you get a mystery box or you get a golden Homer statue. So one time I got a golden Homer statue, which is a promised rare item. And then in that was a mystery box, which is technically a rare item. And in the mystery box, I got a white fence, which cost like $2 in the game. So, so they I feel like with any of those premium games, after a while, they're like, we need this person.
Right.
And that seems like really cool that they haven't done that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think Tim's kind of running into that right now. You have so many characters that you need to level up.
Yeah, I've got like 40 characters.
Yeah, I kept with 33, and it took me a long time to get to that, because if you keep your numbers low, and then just kind of like sell off all the stuff, all the good stuff you keep getting, you can level up those characters really fast. But if you go like, you have like 40 characters, it takes forever to level up all those different characters.
Now you're running teams of three, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
I gotta check this out.
It's so good.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It is actually the only, I did pay $50 for it at one point during this 2 year process. And that's because I actually haven't played video games. Like, instead of buying a video game, I actually put money into this. For the first, I don't normally do that, but like, this is worthy of any video game I've ever played in my entire life.
I don't want to sound like I was bashing like mobile games, because there's actually ones with good content. There's that Fallout game that just came out, and I'm a firm believer of you should support the developers that you like,
right?
You know,
because
that's going to fund their next big project, especially if these guys are already in bed with Marvel. That can give us like another game, like a next gen version of what's the Marvel like the beat 'em up called? Is
that Alliance?
Yeah, Ultimate Alliance. Get another one of those.
Yeah,
or, you know,
that would be awesome.
They kind of did away with like all those like movie tie-in video games, but like with the way the Marvel Cinematic Universe is, I would actually love for those to come back. Now, since we have like all these movies slated until like 2020, there's no reason they can't get a good developer to make an actual good game for these properties. Yeah. So.
Did you see the Avengers game that got scrapped like years ago to come out with the first movie? It looked amazing.
No, the only one I remember was like there was an Avengers game that was like tied in with Kinect. And that one actually came out.
No, not that one.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think this was like a first person kind of thing, and you could be any of the Avengers.
No, I didn't see that.
We'll have to Google it and find out what it's called. We'll tell you on a different podcast. Okay. Or just do it yourselves, people.
Yeah,
YouTube it. Come on.
You can do it.
You can do it. I got faith in you, scumbags. So moving forward from Puzzle Quest, Steven Sajic, Leander's favorite person on Earth.
He is.
We'll be relaunching many beloved Top Cow characters in the book Switch, which I think you're down for.
Yeah, you're right. I think I already have it on my pre-order stuff.
It is basically going to be similar to what Marvel did when they launched their Ultimate line, where it's like, hey, here's a different version of all these characters. In this relaunch, I guess we'll call it quote-unquote relaunch, Witchblade and the Darkness are probably the two most popular characters that are going to get redone in this way. Witchblade is a character named Mary who is a teenager who ends up with the Witchblade. So it's a younger character, which is good because Witchblade can go a little longer as far as the age of the character.
Sure.
And there's been decent Witchblade stuff over the years. Basically, she has her own power set, but unlike all the other Witchblades, she can channel the powers of the previous Witchblades. So they all kind of have their own version of it.
Sure.
She can channel past Witchblades and be cool. Like, you know, I need this, I'll do this kind of thing. Did you read a lot of Witchblade, Darkness? Did you?
I did not. Is the Darkness the one that they based the video game off
Yes.
of? I did play the video game, and I mean, I like that property. I'd definitely read it just because that game actually shocked me. I remember, I don't want to give too many spoilers away, but you know, you have a significant other. Something happens, and I was like, wow, this is dark. This is gritty, like, fast. And, you know, I like when things don't shy away from that.
Yeah.
And we'll see a lot more of that ever since Game of Thrones. You know, so I'd like to see what they do. I'll probably put this in my poll then, for sure.
Thanks.
Yeah. I haven't read a ton of... I've read more Witchblade than Darkness. But Sajic has had a lot to do with Top Cow over the years. He's done a lot of properties there. So I like that they're putting him on board for this big reboot, relaunch thing. So hopefully that does well.
Yeah, and I have to get it because it's Sajic, so...
Yeah, you love Sajic.
Yeah.
So, did you read Batman and Robin Eternal?
I did not.
Okay.
I I wanted to. I actually, it slipped my mind. I was too excited about all new, all different Marvel. But that's I am going to pick it up pretty soon.
Well, I have a spoiler. So, earmuffs if you don't want it. So, Batman and Robin Eternal actually answers a question of where a specific character has been. And it's like, wow, it was, what, 2008 when the New 52 relaunch happened? Mm-hmm. And you're like, where is this character? They finally are going to answer the question of what happened to Cassandra Cain, who was Batgirl before New 52 relaunch. And she was known as Batgirl, and then she was Black Bat, and she was kind of like an, kind of like a, I don't know, a James Bondy kind of character, probably by the end there. Mm-hmm. But everybody's like, where is she? She's not here. And people love that character. Mm. She was Batgirl for probably 10 years almost.
Wow.
Maybe something like that. So she reappeared in Batman and Robin Eternal, number one. So people were very excited about that. Hopefully they don't off the character now that everybody's, yeah, she's back! Oh, she's gone. Because they're good for that.
Yeah, they're good for that.
And my final news story is questioning whether or not we're going to get a new Justice League cartoon on Cartoon Network.
Hmm.
So what had originally happened about a week ago, Cartoon Network Canada had announced, due to somebody's questioning during an interview or a panel or something, if there was going to be, they said, yes, there will be for 2016 a new cartoon. Then Cartoon Network US said, we confirm everything, not Canada. And it just seemed like, I'm like, that's your statement? Like, no, Canada. Calm down.
You don't get to say
I feel like it, Canada down. Just stole the shine.
Yeah.
And they're like, now they're upset. Canada, you relax. And like, the way it was worded was very funny to me because it was just like, Canada. Because it was very much just like, Canada, calm down. It really was. Like, it read that way.
That's funny.
So they said, no, we confirm these things. It says, but in everything they said, and they went at length about, like, you know, no, Canada and all that. But, like, they never denied it either. I feel like if it wasn't in the works or talked about or something, and that's pretty soon, 2016, so, and it would coincide with all the other movies coming out for DC. It just makes perfect sense.
Sure, right. Yep.
So, apparently, we're probably getting that. Thank you, Canada.
Yeah, that's great. I love Justice League.
But if you get a chance to go online and just see what they wrote, it was kind of funny.
Yeah, I gotta check that out now. I saw that it was confirmed, but I'm thinking that the art, it was one of those kind of like end-scrolling things. So right. I think it was probably the canon one, because that was 2 days ago. There's actually something else I wanted to talk about.
Sure.
Now, did you guys see this apparently like leaked Civil War cover that they have, or photo that they have?
No.
It's Sam Wilson versus the all-new, all-different Invincible Iron Man. And they're saying it's, you know, a Civil War reboot, possibly. Kind of to coincide with the movie.
Hmm.
And nobody's really said anything about it yet, but the image is out there on the internet if you want to check it out.
Interesting.
How do you guys feel about that?
About Civil War being like that?
Yeah, or just another, you know, Civil War. Like,
I mean, the movie universe is always different from the comics. If they want to pull it in more to the current comic, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I just want good movies. I just want it to make sense. I don't want everything to be, I want every movie to feel like Empire Strikes Back.
Well, no, this is for the actual, they're going to bring, you know, a new, all new, all different Civil War to the comics.
Mm.
Yeah, now, for me, I'm thinking that, you know, Civil War, I liked it. A lot of people didn't like it. They didn't like where the characters went after that, especially with the whole Spider-Man thing. Also, we had that, the Secret Wars, like the What If Civil War story. At this point, I feel like it's just kind of overkill. I feel like it's something that you don't need, especially this early in the new run of the all-new, all-different Marvel. Because they're saying something about, you know, around the time that movie's supposed to come out, which is like, what, like spring of next year?
Something like that, yeah.
And it's just like,
yeah,
rehashing of the same old ideas. Like, give us something new. Yeah, give us something original. I do see, I think, and I'll talk about this a little bit more later, I'm going to take a shot at what I guess the premise might be for the Civil War, at least now, just reading, like, the issue ones.
Okay.
It seems like what they're gearing up towards.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I don't know. Leander's kind of out with Marvel. He's just so angry at Marvel. He's done.
Can't even.
I'm kind of on the fence, leaning towards out. I've read a couple of number ones. I was actually pretty happy with them, and we'll get into some of that in a bit. But overall, I'm not super thrilled with Marvel right now. They have to win me back, and they got to do certain things to do that. But then again, like, DC's not blowing me away. Image is the only company that's... Image, Valiant, Dark Horse, those companies are great right now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're hot.
I just don't like how it feels like, you know, I love Marvel growing up, and it feels like with the purchase by Disney, and also the purchase of Star Wars, like... It feels like they're trying to monopolize on my childhood, which is smart with, like, if you go on Facebook and you see how nostalgic everybody is to, like, gather up all these properties is, like, the best idea you could do if you have the money, but there's other things
that Disney acquired.
There's also, if you haven't checked it out, check the new run of the Muppets. It's fantastic. Awesome. It's fantastic. I've seen it.
It's so good.
It's
more really adult. Good. It's crazy.
I love it.
My daughter actually walked in and was making fun of me. She goes, "Are you watching the Muppets?" I said, "Shut up." I said, "Everybody a little younger than me and older, just, we love the Muppets. We don't know why. Leave me alone."
Yeah. Dude, Scooter and Kermit in that show are just
hilarious. Great. Yeah, it's a really good show. Definitely check it out. But
That was pretty much it. I don't like how it feels like they're monopolizing on my childhood.
Yeah.
They're gearing up for everybody else's childhood too.
Yeah. Like, it seems like
a Guardians cartoon, Disney, things like that.
It seems like they're pulling like the EA kind of route of like, you know, we have these properties. Let's abuse them. Let's annualize everything.
Right.
Like,
but why not?
Why not? As long as it works, as long as I'm having fun.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it for now.
Yeah. Well, that's it for the news.
All right.
That's it. I guess we'll go into reviews. Do you have anything to review?
I have one. What do you guys have?
I've got two.
I'll just really go over three. I think we have some of the same ones, so we can kind of like...
Go together?
Go back and forth.
Sure. I'll let you guys go. I only have the last one.
Okay. You can start. Go ahead.
First thing I want to start with is Southern Bastards. I was actually really excited for this title to return. And
Lou will be happy, because even though Lou is not here, Lou loves that book.
Yeah, this book is great. So this is the introduction of a newer character, and I really like this character because I'm not sure I'm using the right word, but his ethos, like, it's like, you know, he's a good church-going man, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to get too much into the story, but he, like, delivers his own sort of justice, and it's a very good follow-up to the last issue. I definitely recommend this. If you haven't been following Southern Bastards, it's not too late to start. I know they just released the first 10 in a hardback, so I definitely recommend this book. Very, if you like football, sports like that, tie that in with like kind of a Sons of Anarchy feel.
Sure.
One of the best books I'm reading right now.
Yeah, I'm going to read it in trade. I read the first couple issues and I stopped just because I read too much.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll read this one in trade. And I'm like, maybe I made the wrong decision.
Yeah.
This one seems pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Nice. Well, I've got... Let's do... Paper Girls, number one, new Brian K. Vaughan book. Everybody goes nuts every time Brian K. Vaughan has a new book, and this is an Image book. It is about four girls that are paper girls, or paper boys, you know. They're delivering the paper. It's in the 1980s. You find that out through the paper headline. And at first you're like, I don't know what kind of book this is. It seems kind of like a feel-good, you know, 80s movie. Is this the Goonies? What is this?
Mm.
And, they're delivering, and it's around Halloween. You see kids, like, you know, messing with houses and stuff. And then you see these three guys that are dressed all in black, and they're kind of weird looking. You can't really see too much of their actual body, but you see, like, around their eyes, you're like, something's off about them. Maybe they're not human. Like, we don't even know. But through a bunch of events that I won't spoil for everybody, this book gets very weird on the last, like, four or five pages, and it takes such a weird turn. I don't want to spoil it. I feel like enough people want to read this. Check this book out. I don't know what to make of it, but it was pretty good. I'll probably check out issue two, but it's just such a weird reveal in this book. Very weird turn.
Brian K. Vaughan's like on fire right now.
He is.
I don't know if anybody else is reading We Stand on Guard.
Yeah, I'm behind on that one.
But that is probably one of my favorite books of the year. The last issue wasn't the greatest. That's why I didn't choose to review it today, but I definitely recommend that series as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So check them out. Good.
You wanna you wanna talk about this?
Sure. Let's talk about it.
All right. So we have Doctor Strange here, which was actually probably Iron Man's one of my favorite heroes. But this is the all new, all different Marvel. This is the launch I was really excited about. He hasn't had a book in a really long time, and I think this is really smart, especially with the Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yep.
I'm saying that right.
Cumberbatch,
The casting of him. They kind of modernized the character, and he feels almost like hipstery.
He kind of does.
But yeah. I like it. It's good for the character because, like, I feel like a lot of people couldn't relate to Doctor Strange, so they wouldn't read Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
But this is actually, you know, it starts off not really an origin story. It starts off just kind of like a day in the life, and I think it's got a good amount of comedy towards it. A lot of the supernatural that you like, and the ending was really good. It was really incredible to me, so I'm actually really excited to read the next one.
Yeah, it's Jason Aaron, who writes Southern Bastards, so everything he writes is great. I was concerned about him wielding a giant axe on the cover.
Yeah.
they do talk about his hands not working too good still, and he kind of says, like, he's trying to cast a spell, and he keeps screwing it up because he's, like, getting attacked and running away from a giant monster. And he's like, ah, screw it, and he pulls out a sword, and he starts fighting, and he's like, he keeps mentioning his hands are trembling. He's like, I hope people don't realize my hands are trembling. My hands are trembling. He's very aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, when I'm casting spells, you know, they're never trembling. But when I have to do this, it's hard. So I like that. I don't think he should have a giant axe. Like, he pulled out the sword. I'm like, okay. But the book was pretty good. It did feel hipstery, but it didn't really turn me off either. I enjoyed it. I just don't know. I don't know. I'm looking forward.
I think it's going to be good going forward. This is going to be one of the best series moving forward for
all. It probably will be. It's Jason Aaron, and you could feel his writing in this book. It definitely had his feel to it.
Do you think that the new Doctor Strange movie is going to be based off of this character?
If they're smart.
Yeah. It makes the most sense. Because also, like, you know, they cast it like Cumberbatch, who's like, what, like late 20s, early 30s, mm-hmm. instead of casting, like, because I would think of like an older actor, like, for Doctor Strange.
Right.
So it kind of makes sense.
Okay.
And I especially enjoyed some of the comical parts, like he's in the spirit planes and he's fighting a monster, and there's a female monster that kind of, he's like, she's totally into me. And they actually start making out at one point, and he comes out of fighting the monsters, and he's in a little boy's bedroom. It was inside of the boy or whatever. He was fighting the monsters. He was possessed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just floating there Indian style. And his, like, mother's like, is he making kissy faces? he's like, oh, what? Nothing.
That's funny.
It was pretty good. It wasn't comedy at all what I expected, but it was still pretty good.
Okay.
I like the bit where it's like the girl staying now front of the Sanctum Sanctorum or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I hear a lot about this guy. He's pretty strange. And then she kind of starts, like, talking crap on him a little bit. And he's like, hey, what's up? I'm Doctor Strange. I've been here the whole time.
Right.
And that was actually a pretty good reveal, too.
Yeah, that was funny. So, that'd be good.
That sounds exciting. Could lead into the movie, so at least at the very least, you should read it just to check it out.
Yeah. You want to do that one? Let's do it.
Yeah, you can go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Jughead by Archie. I have been loving Archie. Everything Archie has been doing, I've been loving. This book interested me to no end because it's Chip Zdarsky. Chip Zdarsky, everybody knows, we always say it, he's out of his mind, in the good way. But he's known for Sex Criminals, which is very much not for family friendly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how is he going to write? I have to know how he's going to write. He wrote very well. This book was great. It didn't have weird things like he normally puts in. It wasn't too over the top. The end was the best part. Did you read the introduction to the... at the end of all the Archie books, they have the old issues. Like, hey, check out the first issue of Jughead from a million years ago.
Oh, the last page.
Did you read his intro? That's where you see Chip Zdarsky insanity. He goes, hey, I'm Chip Zdarsky. I'm kind of out of my mind. And here, do this. And he tells you to cut the book apart.
I wanted to do that and just get another issue.
He goes, here, cut from here to here. Paste it on the cover. Now cut from here to here. Put it on the back cover. And then it's like, and then cut this out and tape it to your shirt. And like, all this silly stuff.
This guy ruined an issue one. He's probably crazy.
He's probably crazy. Yeah, it's really funny.
That's awesome.
This book's worth picking up just to read that. But the book was very good, and it tied into Archie number 2, which was kind of nice.
Yeah, I like
already,
that.
I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I mean, we know it's shared universe, but like the fact that they already are referencing two issues in something that happened, I liked. What did you think?
I loved it, actually. You put me onto this new run of Archie, and I think it's been great. It's been like, you know, all thumbs up since the first Archie. This comic it's hilarious. Like, this and Archie are probably two of the only comics that recently I've laughed out loud at. I remember in Archie 2, I believe it was, there's a scene where he's talking about, like, him and not having the best luck of jobs, and he actually sets frozen yogurt on fire, and his boss is just like, yes. How did you do this? So this one actually opens up. First page, I just loved it. Jughead's playing some video game.
Yeah.
And, like, he kills everything.
Right.
Yeah, it's just like...
It's like, thank you, sir, for saving the day. I will reward you with, wait, what are you doing? And he murders everybody.
What?
Like, even when he gets the reward, he's like slice.
And yeah, it's just, you know, I like what they did with Jughead. I think, you know, you get a good picture of who the character is from the first page. There's also, I don't want to give too much away from the book, but there's actually a Game of Thrones parody in there that I enjoyed. Definitely check this book out, especially for Zdarsky alone. The only thing that can make this better for me, and I like Erica Henderson's work, is if Zdarsky wrote and drew this, I think this would be
You would like his art
perfect. Better. Yeah. Mm. I just don't like how
her
she...
art, it's an acquired, it's grown on me a
it's,
lot.
It's
She's
not...
from Squirrel Girl, it's yeah. probably her best okay. known artwork. Mm.
The only thing that I don't like about it, actually, is I don't like how she draws Betty. I don't know why. Mm. I don't know what about it that bothered me.
Because it didn't identify... I couldn't identify her as Betty.
Yeah, it was
Veronica
just,
wasn't easy either, but...
Veronica, I saw. I could tell. Especially, like, I think she captured her, like, her emotions very well. But Betty was just, like... I don't know. It seemed kind of, like, Squirrel Girl-esque in the way that, like, I'm just like, who the hell is this
She's
going to
climb a tree.
Yeah. So,
keep it going, man. Keep it going. You're on fire.
This is actually my favorite book of the week. Actually,
Whoa.
Probably second favorite book of the week because I really like Jughead. But this Amazing Spider-Man
lot,
number one.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really good. Better than I was expecting. This was actually the last book I read. And it starts off, it's action-packed from beginning to end. And, you know, without giving too much away, Peter Parker kind of compares himself to Spider-Man. Or, I'm sorry, he compares himself to Iron Man. And it seems like if they're going to do this whole Civil War kind of thing, that might be a reoccurring thing. Because it comes up again later in the comic. It's like, hey, you probably shouldn't have done that because people are not letting that comic die. You know, it's actually in the headlines and everything.
Hmm.
Really good pairing with, I want to say, I think it's Mockingbird that he's paired with. And I like the team up between those two. The one thing I didn't like about this book is after the first issue, you know, you get it. It's an oversized and action-packed comic is what they say on the cover. You know, you get the issue one, great issue one. Then you get a whole bunch of issue zeros for the whole Spider-Verse.
Mm.
And some of them are promising. Some of them are good. But there's one, I forget what it's called, but it's the one with all of the Spider-Men. And it's like the Webverse. Web Warriors, yeah. And they show this one, and it's an alternate universe where they go back to, like, 1602. And they fight, like, Shocker and a couple other bad guys. And they explain it, they're like... Oh, yeah, like, this universe lost its Spider-Man, so we're all here, and it's got Peter Parker in it, and, like, it just seems really bizarre, but the first thing I just remember asking myself is, like, so this universe lost one Spider-Man, but it took eight of you to do his job.
Right.
So that just didn't kind of add up to me. Everything else kind of looked cool. There was actually a Spider-Woman issue zero kind of thing. They're all about, like, six pages. And it's her, like, actually, she's walking home, she's talking on the phone to Captain Marvel, like, Carol Danvers, and she's, like, walking, talking, like, yeah, ever since I got pregnant, like, everybody's treating me different, everybody's, like, you know, opening doors for me and everything, and it's just her walking down the street with some groceries, and they're kind of having a conversation, and she gets in, and there's, like, three villains just, like, standing there in her house, and I'm like, oh, crap. And as she's on the phone, she's just, like, throwing cans at him, like, feeding him and everything. Like, that one was actually pretty cool.
Nice.
I'm looking forward. I'm probably going to read Silk, Amazing Spider-Man, and I'm going to give Spider-Woman kind of a shot.
Yeah.
And definitely the Miles Morales Spider-Man also I'm going to give a chance. But this is just one of those things where I feel like there's just one too many books tied to it.
Probably.
And I hope that, like, you know, I don't think I'll have to, but I don't want to have to read all of them to understand the main story.
Mm-hmm.
But
Marvel wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really liking this one a lot.
Nice.
Nice.
So,
very cool.
Last thing, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this one, but I just want to make everybody aware of this. We were talking about Image. If you like Nordic stuff, if you like swords, if you like people getting their head chopped off.
Hakim, he's talking to you.
Yeah, this is definitely a book for Hakim, and I can just see it, like, everything about it. Headlopper by Image.
Yep.
I
think you and I were the only two who ordered it.
Yeah, and I don't know why, because, like, you just look at this cover and you're like, I want to read it.
Yeah.
There's not really much I can give you about this book without giving it away, but it's a Nordic guy, and he's, like, 7 feet tall. There's, like, Hydra monsters, all sorts of, like, you know, beasts like that, and he pretty much cuts their heads off.
Right.
Read it.
Yeah. It comes out quarterly. It's oversized. What is it, like, $5.99 or something?
But it's $5.99.
This is really oversized, yeah. Marvel.
Wow.
This is a real oversized.
Right, and there'll be four issues that'll come out once per quarter, so if you like it, it comes out every once and again, but it's good.
Nice.
Awesome. So what do you got?
Oh, yeah. I have my one comic to review. Everyone get prepared for this.
Is it Marvel?
It's going to blow you away. Oh. It is Dynamite.
Know? What?
The Misadventures of Grumpy Cat.
Oh, man. Oh, yes. Man. I forgot. Okay, again. I forgot you bought that.
So I had to pick up The Misadventures of Grumpy Cat. And I wasn't sure what I was doing. I was like, I'm just going to buy it and see what happens. All right, so I don't know how to break this down the right way, but the first thing I'll say is it's kind of like, this is what I didn't like. It really was more, it read more like a comic strip on a newspaper. And what I mean by that is, like, they were actually just three short stories.
Was it parodying Garfield?
That's
it.
It
felt very Garfield-y, yes.
So that might be on purpose?
That might be on purpose. So they might be trying to take this and eventually take it to newspapers or whatever and kind of have their official comic strip. With that being said, the thing I really liked the most about this was the artwork. They did whoever the artwork person is, it really...
Artwork person.
They don't like being called that.
Yeah, okay. The art really... And they actually, they might have had three different artists, because this art on one of the stories was way different than the rest of them. It was very well drawn. It was really fun. It's cartoony.
Sure.
So the ultimate thing is, yes, Grumpy Cat is basically Garfield. Just, it's a female instead of a male. And she has this kind of other cat that lives with her, named, Pokey. And Pokey's your basic comedy relief. Even more so than, what's the dog's name in Garfield? Odie. Yeah, definitely more than Odie, because Pokey can talk and they can actually interact and have conversations. And so the whole idea is that Pokey's always trying to take Grumpy Cat on some sort of adventure, and Grumpy Cat never wants to do it, but somehow gets sucked into it anyways. And there's some really cool things, because Grumpy Cat, you think she's just hates everything, but she's actually a little bit more conniving than that. So the very first episode, they go check out a haunted house, right? And Pokey's like, oh, I found this treasure map, and it's going to lead to this haunted house. And the Grumpy Cat's like, I don't really want to go. And she's like, the other cat, Pokey's like, well, I'll give you my treats for a week if you go. And Grumpy's like, all right, fine, I'll do this. So they go to the haunted house. And Grumpy Cat is doing things to, like, freak out Pokey. Like, it's like, all right, I'm ready to get out of here, so I'm going to freak you out. So she's, you know, doing all these things, and so she leaves. And at the end, you find out, she's like, I don't want to be here, but since I already put all the effort into drawing up that treasure map for you to find so I can get here so you can give me your treats, I'll continue through this. So you find out, like, she's the one that actually wrote the treasure map because she knew that she was going to get the treats later. And the reason that she did that was because Pokey had found a bag of treats earlier that week and ate the whole thing by himself and didn't even tell her about it, so she was pissed off. So there's like a whole ploy that she put together, which is actually pretty funny. But anyways, it's in Misadventures of Pokey, Misadventures of Grumpy Cat with Pokey in it. I thought it was fun. I thought it was worth the read, and I really had a good time. So
I like cats, so I'm probably going to read that, actually.
Check it out.
And what you were saying about turning into like a Sunday comic, I think they could actually, you know, this is based off of a real cat.
Yeah, anybody the YouTube. Doesn't
know. I mean, everybody knows Grumpy Cat at this point.
Yeah.
But I can see them tying in other cats, which I think would be interesting. Yeah. Because they have, actually, I love cats, like I said, so mm-hmm. I follow cats on Instagram. So you got nice. Your Grumpy Cat. Now they can bring in, like, Hamilton the Hipster Cat, which, if you don't know, is a mustachioed cat. Like, yeah, his fur actually looks like a mustache. And they can make him the distinguished kind of, like, frowned down upon Grumpy Cat. And then there's also Little Bubs, which I think everybody's familiar with.
I don't know.
Little Bubs is, like, the cutest. It's, like, a mentally challenged cat. But the face that she always makes is, like, her tongue's out. And she's, like, really adorable. So she could kind of be like more comic relief to this. Yeah, and yeah. I think this is actually a really cool idea. Yeah. This is something that kids will love.
Yeah. And grown-ups, apparently.
People that like cats.
People that like cats. Yeah, it was overall, it was very well written. It was comical. The art's good. So I say check it out and see what you think about it.
The internet finally making some money. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and Dynamite is the people that are on it.
All right, well, awesome. Well, that's about it. You guys got anything you want to say before we go?
I'll just plug myself. Just follow me on Twitter, at Too Many Cheetos.
Best name ever.
Yeah. Yes. There's no such thing as Too Many Cheetos, but I figured it was a good name. I haven't really tweeted a lot, right. I'll be on there soon.
You're pretty new, and then I saw that you followed me, and I'm like, Too Many Cheetos? I'm like, oh, it's Rishi. I was like, that's perfect.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there is no such thing as
Too Many Cheetos. Oh, Cheetos or Cheetahs?
No, Too Many Cheetos.
Okay, all right. Yeah, there's no such thing as that. No such thing as either one of those, but...
Well, there might be Too Many Cheetahs.
Really?
I'm sure one cheetah is Too Many Cheetahs.
What?
For
you
me.
Love cats.
I love, like, domestic small
cats.
Oh,
there's a yeah. limit. Okay.
You don't want to be in a room with a cheetah.
Well, maybe.
Weird. All right, well, thanks for listening, everybody. And, of course, you can find us on iTunes... Rate, review, all that stuff. CapesandScousePodcast.com. Mm-hmm. You can email us, CapesandScousePodcast@gmail.com. I'm mad_dog_Tim on Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're on Facebook. Rashid is on Twitter.
Yeah.
And and check out other things like High Council and Evening River Band, which is Lou's bands. I'll plug them because he's not here to plug his stuff.
True.
And our friends Superliminal Films, mm-hmm. Ryan Hates Movies. Check out all that stuff.
Yeah. Don't forget to go read Mega Man from Elena Unger.
Yeah. StudioElenaUnger.com.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. I've plugged everything.
Everything.
I feel like
holy crap.
There it is. Boom. See you guys.
It's plugged.
Of July. No one told me.
Leave him alone.
What's she gonna do? Hit me with her diaper?
I'll show you, you overgrown